Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hoping you're having a great day. Currently outside 30 degrees. We'll warm it up to around 60 for a high today. And it's now time for Ask the Experts. We have Gary and Charles Skank joining us this morning. And they want to let everybody know that their offices are open right now. So you can give their offices a call at 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Be sure to give them a call and let them, if you have any questions for them. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, great. Nice to be here. Sunshining this morning. Psalms 34:18. The New International Version says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." And I just wanted to share that maybe listeners out there this morning that feel brokenhearted or feel crushed in their spirit, but the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And I found that to be true in my own life numerous times, and I appreciate that a lot, Kyle. Thank you.
Absolutely, and a great way to start our morning, and we'll go ahead and hand it off to Charles. Charles, good morning. What are we talking about today?
Good morning, Kyle. We've been talking about life insurance, and last Monday we specifically talked about family protection, and I think one of the strongest uses for life insurance is family protection and having the ability to have a plan in place for when life happens, when things go wrong, that you have a plan for to protect our family. And Dad, you had somebody come in this week that sort of brought that to mind.
Yes. It was kind of cool, really. This lady come in, she's owned a life insurance contract for half of her life, 36 years. She's 72 years old. And I set this up for her 36 years ago. Don't seem possible. And since we set that up, we set one up also for her husband. And he's passed away now. And we settled a death claim on that a few years ago. But it was kind of cool to meet with this client that I've had for 36 years. And
sort of a reminder of what we do and the importance of
and
it.
Honestly, we've had a significant death claim this week that's in the six figures mark, seven figures. And of a guy that wasn't so old. And that just reminds us that life is uncertain and that life insurance can make a difference in people's lives. Life insurance can make a difference in people's lives.
That's right. One of the questions is that people have a lot of times is, how much life insurance do I need?
Right.
You know, it seems so weird. You can get $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million or two.
That seems
or three.
Like a lot of money, don't it?
It really
when we
does.
We look at it as one chunk.
It really does. But if you think about a husband and replacing the value that he brings,
the financial value,
right? It's we underestimate many times how much life insurance we really need,
right?
And there's actually a method that we use to determine how much life insurance to get for somebody, for family protection especially, and it's the word dimes.
The word dime?
Dimes.
Dimes.
Uh-huh,
dimes,
plural.
Like more than one dime, more
right.
than one 10-cent piece.
And the first D stands for debt.
Uh-huh.
Debt. This doesn't include mortgage, but debt like house or car payment, credit card, any kind of debt that you might have, and final expenses.
Okay.
And so let's say you owe $20,000 on a car, and if you only have $100,000 in life insurance and you owe $20,000 on a car, death occurs, and you want to pay that car off to get rid of that payment, now you have $80,000 worth of life insurance.
Yeah, and you haven't and you haven't paid any final expenses yet.
Right. That can easily go from six to eight. It can even get higher than that. Final expenses can to 10,000, and with inflation, who knows where that's going to go? And so the first thing in order to calculate how much life insurance to get for family protection, especially, is to look at debt, because if a claim occurs, a death occurs, you want that debt to be gone.
And Charles, I want to say something here. You know, most families today are dual income. And dual income is kind of like a bicycle. You have two wheels on a bicycle. And the bicycle functions pretty well when you have two wheels on it and the tires are aired up. But if you lose one of those wheels, or in life, if we lose one of those incomes, we're crippled pretty fast. So we don't think about that sometimes, but that's the way I think about dual income families.
Right. So DIMES, that brings up the I stands for income. Income. And thinking about the question is, how soon do you want to have to go back to work? So let's say the husband dies. How soon do you want the wife to have to get a job if she doesn't have a job, income earning job? How soon do you want her to have to get a job? If the kids are small, does that mean, you know, daycare is going to be in the picture if dad's not around?
Can you make more money than the daycare cost?
Right.
Do you have to go back to school to be able to get a skill set that will make a decent wage for you?
Right. Many times the standard has been like 10 years of income for life insurance. So if dad makes $50,000 a year, that's $500,000. But you may need more than 10 years.
Right. It depends on lots of things.
If your kids are younger, or if maybe you don't intend to go back, the wife maybe doesn't intend to go to college to get a better paying job, or whatever the situation may be. So you need to calculate future income into the equation of what it's going to take to support the family if the husband's no longer in the picture. That's $100,000 a year. That could be $1 million. It could be $2 million. I was talking to a man. He's not a doctor, but right under a doctor. Mm-hmm. And a while back, we got him a chunk of life insurance. Well, his income has changed. His income has risen. His net worth has grown. And that amount that was good back then
seems small today.
Needs to be updated.
Right.
It needs to be updated.
Right.
So, DIMES. The M stands for mortgage. Mortgage. If a death occurs, we're sort of focused on the husband because that's traditionally the breadwinner, but this doesn't have to be.
Yeah. In today's world, both incomes are important most of the time.
Right. But if you owe $100,000, $200,000 on your house, you want that to go away if a death occurs.
Right.
You don't want to have to tend to that.
Right.
Payment. And so if you owe that on your house, you want that to come out of that life insurance so it can pay it off.
Right.
And get it taken care of. So that's another calculation. Next is education.
Right.
Education. And this could be a university. It could be a VOTEC. It could be whatever kind of education that you predict or that you desire to try to pay or fund for your kids' future.
Or for your spouse, even, if she needs to go back to school.
That's right.
Right.
And so if you have four kids and you predict it's going to cost 30, 50, fill in the blank, whatever you're projecting, put that into the figure that you're calculating for your life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And put that, add that to the death benefit amount. Mm-hmm. So if a death occurs, that education, that future training for that child is paid for, is ready to go. So we'll talk about the S
for
when
dime,
we come back.
S and dimes. We're going to talk
when
about
we come
later.
Back.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, let's go ahead and take that 1 minute time out. And when we come back, we'll talk about that S and dimes. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. And welcome back to Ask the Experts. We have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance joining us this morning. Be sure to call their offices at 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Their offices are open currently right now. And we're going to get it back here to Charles. And Charles, we've been talking about dimes this morning and not necessarily the little silver pieces.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Kyle. So, talking about life insurance, especially when it comes to family protection, we've looked at the word dimes as far as representing what we need to...
An acronym.
Right.
To help us understand. So D stands for debt, which is credit card debt, car debt, including funeral expenses, not mortgage.
I stands for income.
Yes.
Replacing your income for how many ever years you want your family to be able to live on your income.
And M stands for mortgage, and so want to pay off the mortgage, hopefully. And E stands for education, and it could be education for the spouse that's left behind to get more education to be able to have a better job, or it could be education for the kids, or both. And then the S stands for
stuff. This is everything that doesn't really fit above in the above category. This could be paying for a wedding for your daughter.
Right.
And if you weren't there, if something tragedy struck and you couldn't be there to see your daughter get married, you'd want to be able to pay for her wedding. This could include purchasing your child's first car.
Right.
Or even their first house.
Right, or a down payment on a house.
Right.
Right.
And this is the things that doesn't really fit in a traditional category. And life insurance is a form of a inheritance.
Right.
It can be an instant inheritance that maybe you weren't able to accumulate over the years, but upon your death, it can be there in the form of an inheritance.
It lets one create an estate with pennies on the dollar. That's literally right. Pennies on the dollar. And Charles, I want to emphasize here, I've been a poor boy most of my life, and I'm conscious of people's budget, and I know that it's maybe easy for me to think too small and so forth, but whatever we want to help people do what they feel like they can afford to do.
That's right.
And we might come up with some 8-figure amount of life insurance, but we want to help people do what they feel comfortable doing.
That's right. That's right. You know, the best car in the world is no use if you can't afford it.
Right.
The best house, you know, is no use to you if you can't afford to live there.
Right.
And so this DIMES acronym is to help us include the things that we could regret not including down the road.
Right.
And especially if you're in your 20s and 30s, life insurance is incredibly, incredibly cheap.
Right.
And but at the same time, if it's not something you can afford, but I think people need to know that it's cheaper than they probably realize for many people.
Right. And it's a matter of making it a priority, Charlie. It's a matter of making it a priority because I'm telling you, it can give you lots of peace of mind knowing that if something happens to you, something happens to your spouse, that there's money there to help provide for the children, help provide for the family at a time when it's very difficult to just exist.
That's right.
From my own experience with cancer, and I didn't die from cancer, obviously, but the insurance I had that created income or created money for me because of treatment for cancer and disability insurance made a huge impact on my life and on being able to heal, being able to focus on getting well and not stressing over trips to St. Louis or stressing over
not being able to work.
Yeah, and not able to work, and Ruth wasn't able to work a lot of that time. And I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference in one's life, a huge difference. I see that over and over again in our office.
That's right. That's right. So maybe you are a younger father or younger mother, and you're looking at your future and saying, hey, if one of us were not around, it would make a really big difference in our household and for our kids.
Yeah.
And you want to plan to cover that possibility.
Right.
Tragic possibility of not one of the parents not being there. And you want to cover that. I want to encourage you to call our office, schedule a time. We can go through the DIMES acronym with you and look at your situation and come up with a plan that best suits your budget and best suits your situation. Or maybe you have a 20 or a 30 year old or whatever year old that's in this position, and maybe they aren't seeing the value of this, but you as a parent know that if something happens to one of those two, that you're going to be feeling the weight.
And especially with as many single parents as there are, if you are the parent of a single parent that has two or three kids, it only makes sense for you to try to insure that single parent for some amount of money. If something happens to her, you're gonna face major responsibilities, and it make it a lot easier with if you have money to do that with.
That's right.
And we haven't talked about this right here today, Charles, but these contracts today offer living benefits.
We're gonna cover that next time.
Right. Right.
Living benefits. This is to me, it almost doubles the value of life insurance.
Right.
And so Monday, Lord willing, we will talk about the advantage and the benefits of living benefits these contracts offer. Before we close today, we need to remember there's a Dickey's Medicare 101.
Right.
Medicare 101, the basics of Medicare that we're going to be giving next Tuesday, March the 29th and Thursday. 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. both days, Tuesday and Thursday of next week, 29th and 31st. We want to encourage you to call us, call our office, set a time, whichever time you want to be there. It is filling up, but we'd love to have you and love to, whether you're on Medicare, maybe you're approaching Medicare soon, or maybe you're several years, or you have somebody that you love that's on Medicare that and you want to know, understand it better, just call, sign up. The meal is provided, and we're just going to go through the basics of how Medicare works.
And that's 11 o'clock on Tuesday
and 6 p.m.
6 o'clock in the evening on Tuesday and Thursday next week, 29th and 31st.
That's right.
Right, and Dickie's. And so after the little presentation, then we have a meal.
That's right.
Right, paid for by Skank Insurance.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can find us at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. You can call us 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800, or you can find us right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. Our phone number here is 620-236-6930, 236-6930. Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll talk to you guys again on Monday. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, but when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas.